bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, you're listening to Weekender with me, Jackie Dalton. This week we're talking about what happens when you're made redundant. To be made redundant means to lose your job because you're no longer needed. Usually not a very happy experience to go through. But, as we're going to find out, it doesn't always have to be bad news. In this programme, we hear from a famous business expert and writer, Charles Handy. He has lots of useful advice about coping with redundancy. What's his first piece of advice? Listen to find out.
My advice would be to see it as an opportunity to reinvent your life.
Charles says you should see redundancy as an opportunity to reinvent your life, a chance to do something completely different with yourself. Charles says this probably won't be quick and easy. What should you do if you want to reinvent your life after redundancy? Listen to Charles again.
My advice would be to see it as an opportunity to reinvent your life. And if you reinvent your life, remember that you've got to re-educate yourself, and that means investing in yourself.
Charles says you must re-educate yourself. You must learn new things. And you have to invest in yourself. To invest in something means to put time, energy, or money into it to make it work. Charles has a good suggestion for how you can invest in yourself. What is it?
One of the best ways of re-educating or reinventing yourself is to do a lowly paid or an unpaid internship or apprenticeship. In other words, attach yourself in some way to people in another kind of trade or occupation or profession and learn their business. I think that we're going to have to do that much more often in our lives.
Charles suggests an internship or apprenticeship, which, as he explains, is when you work for a firm for a while in order to learn how to do a particular job. A great way to learn a completely new skill. When you're made redundant, you often get a lump sum of money. A certain amount of money in one go, a lump sum, to make up for the fact that you're losing your job. Does Charles think it's a good idea to spend that lump sum on a holiday? Listen for the answer.
Lucky you, you're being made redundant. You will get a lump sum of some sort. That's your investment in yourself. Now, don't go and blow it on a cruise or a holiday. Put it into something, and I'm not saying necessarily a course, but some experience that will help you into a next kind of life.
Did you get the answer? Charles says don't blow the lump sum on a holiday. Don't blow it. Don't waste it on a holiday. Put it into an experience or training that will help you.
I suspect somewhere at the back of your mind you have a little dream of what you could have been, and this is your time to be what you could have been.
Do you have a little dream that you never quite made into reality? As Charles points out, redundancy is often a great chance to reinvent yourself and do what you always wanted to do.
bbclearningenglish.com.
Business expert Charles Handy says that our attitude towards careers is changing. In what way? Listen to him explain.
It used to be that you defined yourself according to the organisation you were in. So if you asked somebody what they did, they'd say, I'm with IBM. And that was a definition. And then it became, well, I'm a marketing man or a marketing woman, and I'm with IBM. So there's a subtle change to devote the professional occupation rather than the organisation.
So according to Charles, in the past, if someone asked you what your job was, you might have replied by telling them what company you worked for. For example, I work for the BBC. I work for HSBC. But now, more and more people reply by saying first what they do. For example, I'm a journalist or I'm an accountant. And Charles says some people work in lots of different areas.
And increasingly, interesting people that I say, that I meet these days, they're the kinds of people who produce three business cards.
Charles says some people he meets now produce three business cards. A business card is a small piece of card which you give to people you meet. It has your contact details and job title on it. What Charles is saying is that some people he's met have skills in more than one area. They're able to do several different kinds of jobs, something he thinks is really important. Why?
And increasingly, interesting people that I say, that I meet these days, they're the kinds of people who produce 3 business cards. And so I want to encourage people, even when they're in the organization, to experiment with different identities, so that if they lose one, they're not absolutely stuck.
Did you work out why being able to do more than one job is good? Charles says it's because if you lose one kind of job, you're not stuck. There are still other things you could do. So, some handy advice from Charles Handy there. Try and gather as many different skills as you can, even if it's within one organisation. And if you are made redundant, see it as an opportunity, a chance to reinvent yourself and maybe even turn a long-lost dream into reality.
BBC Learning English.com